What type of personality does your man have? There are apparently six types. Okay, so you can text us. Let us know if you agree about these at 92925. Good morning. It's Vinny and Nikki in the morning. It's going to be a cloudy day today. The rain starts overnight tonight, and it's 10 degrees right now. So it was only a few weeks ago that I called Sam an alpha male because of something he said he did that sounded kind of like controlling with Josie. I forget what it was. Like, you wouldn't let her do something. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, you are an alpha male after all. I just like... just made that comment. Didn't think much about it at the time. But you became like very sort of passionate about that. You're like, no, I know I'm not an alpha, and started telling me you're a beta or...
I quickly corrected you and said that I'm actually an omega.
You're an omega.
Yes.
So you've actually the polar opposite. Have you done this quiz? You've done this quiz.
I have done this quiz and I love it. Okay. I love finding where you classify at, you know.
Okay. I don't know. They say there are six types of personalities in men. There's the alpha. This is like we've heard of the alpha male.
The alpha male.
Leader of the pack. Mm-hmm. They've got very dominant personalities. They're likely to be heads of companies, love being the center of attention, and they get the most female attention due to their genes and traits being the most desired in men. So they get a lot of attention from the ladies. Next, we have the beta. And the beta actually believe in putting women on a pedestal and treating them like queens, which is like the opposite.
Right here.
It's the opposite of what alphas do. Yeah, alphas disagree with that. They avoid risks. They play it safe. They're scared of consequences. Yeah. They said they're very just like careful men and they just avoid risk and confrontation.
There you go. That sums me up.
Okay, then we have the omega. This is the polar opposite of the alpha male. Omega males don't belong to any cliques. They have no desire to be the leader or the most outstanding in any clique. Mm-hmm. And they can be very resourceful men. They have like different friends in different places and they can basically take care of things on their own for the most part.
That sounds right. Like you a bit.
The omega doesn't need a woman.
That's right.
You don't need one. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just like sort of boring. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Not boring.
Just kind of there.
No, doing your thing.
On a side note about omega,
they're interesting. Omega are actually very interesting. They're very cunning and they know how to get things done with their own skill.
And if need be, this is a tidbit about omegas, is that they can step up into the alpha role if they feel that there isn't one present.
How convenient.
So I have the potential
to
become.
So when I said you were being an alpha, you actually were being an alpha.
I was showing you a glimpse, yes.
Okay, then there's the delta. They hang under the alpha and omegas and sort of like leech off their popularity, I guess. The sigma is a manipulative mastermind, and sometimes they can appear to be the alpha in a situation. Ooh. They can often be more powerful than the alpha or the omega in male situations because they have this like ability to persuade and manipulate people.
A wolf in sheep's clothing.
Exactly. They're an outsider.
Terrible.
They don't play the social game, but they manage to win somehow anyway. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, there's the gamma. Typically the outsider of society. They aren't really special. That sounds horrible because I think everyone's special.
Everybody is.
But they can
That's
kind of be
fair.
The invisible person, and they're typically hermits and like outcasts a little bit. The gamma. So apparently your man should fall into one of these six roles.
Okay. And based on your dating history, which type of personality are you most attracted to?
I'd say probably the alpha.
Mm,
yeah,
okay.
Probably the alpha. That's just basic. But that's what like science says. Most women are attracted to men. Right. Maybe it's not working out that well for me. Also,
been betas, the ones that have been posing as alphas, but really. Is that the one? The ones that can appear to be alphas but are really manipulative?
Oh, no. They're the sigmas.
Okay.
Oh, I know the sigma.
Watch out for those guys.
I dated a sigma before.
Watch out.
Watch out for the sigmas.
All this omega talk makes me crave eggs for some reason this morning.